A hunting trip involving Vice President Dick Cheney and Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has revived a debate about high-level contacts between the executive and judicial branches of government. News analyst Daniel Shore says this is in many ways a unique situation.
In no other courtroom in the land, perhaps in the world, is it left to a judge to decide solely on his or her own whether the appearance of conflict requires a judge to step back from a case. But then the United States Supreme Court is rather special, as we learned on December 12, 2000, when five members handed the presidency to George W. Bush. Vice President Dick Cheney has been resisting for more than 2 years demands that he release records of the Energy Task Force that he headed. The Sierra Club and Judicial Watch want to know especially whether industry figures like Ken Lay of Enron helped to write a policy that favored oil and gas companies. A lower court has ordered Cheney to release the records. The administration has appealed to the Supreme Court, which announced on December 15th that it would hear the case. 3 weeks later, on January 5th, Justice Antonin Scalia and several other persons flew down to southern Louisiana with the vice president on his official plane, Air Force Two, for a few days of duck hunting. The duck hunting camp is owned by the head of a local oil services company. The local police were asked to keep their presence a secret. Speak of undisclosed location. But after their departure, the trip became known to the Associated Press and the Los Angeles Times. Justice Scalia has so far refused to recuse himself to disqualify himself from the Cheney case. In a written statement, he said, "I do not think my impartiality could reasonably be questioned." He compared the trip to being invited to dinner at the White House. Democratic Senators Patrick Leahy and Joseph Lieberman have written Chief Justice William Rehnquist asking whether Scalia can be a fair and impartial adjudicator in the Cheney case. The Chief Justice replied that the court has no formal procedure for reviewing a justice's own decision, and he suggested that the senator's complaint was ill-considered. And so, unless the strong-minded Scalia changes his mind and recuses himself from a case involving his duck-hunting friend, you can expect in coming weeks to hear a lot of "If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck." This is Daniel Shore.